The Tri-County's local sports leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Good afternoon. Welcome to sunny Harpersville, a gymnasium that's got light coming in from 8-10 windows. A little bit different for an afternoon ball game, but this is a very important ball game. The Class C girls quarterfinal matchup between two teams that know each other very well and could have easily been playing this time a week ago in the Mid-State Athletic Conference Championships. It didn't happen for Unitigo. It did happen for Harpersville. Harpersville won over Oxford last week for the MAC Championship. Unitigo upset by Oxford in the semifinal round of the MAC 1-4 tournament. They had the misfortune of losing to Oxford, so they could not play there. But they are now the queens of the upset in the Class C bracket by beating Moravia, the 6th seed versus the 11th seed. The 11th seed won. The Unitigo is here to take on the number 3 seed, their familiar opponent, the Harpersville Lady Hornets. And this game is going to be something that I'll enjoy because, again, I know both teams very, very well, and it should be a very good ball game. Unitigo with upset number 2 on their mind. Harpersville trying to maintain the momentum that they had in the Groton game, and boy, did they put the pedal to the metal for that one. And we'll talk about both teams a little bit more in depth very shortly. We start our broadcast with the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show on WCDO, and it's aptly brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. With all of your transportation needs, they include daily rentals and an expert service department. The phone number is 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes Coach Kurt Ahrensbeck and the Harpersville Hornets, Coach Greg Bonskowski, and the Unitigo Lady Spartans, the coaches, players, and fans of both Harpersville and Unitigo, the best in this afternoon's Section 4 Class C Girls playoff game. Our broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with the rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of our programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. I don't know, I haven't checked with Joe Gardner yet on the number of hits on last night's archive game from the big upset where Sydney defeated Unitigo in the Class C Boys quarterfinal in front of a rockin' gym at Unitigo, but I'm sure that's gonna just keep getting hit for a while, especially if you're a Sydney fan. Congratulations to Coach Mike Brzee and the Sydney Warriors for beating Unitigo the third time in three tries, or for the first time in three tries, but the most important for them is they move on to play Elmira Notre Dame on Tuesday. The winner here will most likely play at Watkins Glen on Wednesday night. Watkins Glen still has one game to go to get to that semifinal part. Unitigo wants to be the one that gets there. Harpersville is expecting to be the team that gets there. We'll talk about both teams more in depth as we get ready for Section 4 Playoff Girls Basketball Live on WCDO.
Cork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers and O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by and see Cork, Ron, Doug, and Witt today for the best deal on your next vehicle. And Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
That's a weird-looking GPS.
It's actually a McDonald's Filet-O-Fish finder. Its one and only job is to find tasty, delicious, one-of-a-kind Filet-O-Fish sandwiches. It hones right in on that delicious tangy tartar sauce and melty cheese, getting closer by the second.
I need to get one of those.
Now you'll find two Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $3.33. Or one Filet-O-Fish and a large fry, also just $3.33. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Price of single item posted on menu board.
My wife was kind enough to tell me that I have a little problem sharing.
So I suggested that he start by sharing the one thing he cherishes the most, McDonald's Chicken McNuggets.
It was tough, but I got 20 Chicken McNuggets for just $4.99, and one by one doled out those tender, juicy nuggets. One for them, two for me. One for them, three for me.
See, Larry, doesn't sharing feel good?
Yeah, one for them, four for me. One for them, a few more for
McDonald's me. Chicken McNuggets made with white meat. With 20 for just $4.99, it's the simple joy of sharing. Prices and participation may vary.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country. And it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Member FDIC.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Glad to have you along on this afternoon game. A matinee single game this afternoon, if you will. And what was very favorable for me, and I think for both teams, is the winner of this game, the coaches and even players can go out and scout the two teams that are going to be facing the winner on Wednesday night. And those two teams happen to be, well, Unadilla Valley, which isn't any stranger to either of these two teams, but Watkins Glen. Now, Unadilla Valley, Coach Backus, upending Walton in an upset on Tuesday night, or on Wednesday night, rather. So they have the daunting task of trying to upend Watkins Glen, who is the number two seed and has only had two losses this year. But you got Unitigo and Harpersville in their own bracket. And at the top, it's Bainbridge-Guilford playing Lansing and Elmira Notre Dame playing Marathon in the other quarterfinal matchup. So there will be at least one MAC team guaranteed in the semifinals, just like there was in the boys' bracket last night, although it was down to just the two teams, Unitigo and Sydney, in the boys' end of things. So these two teams were hoping to play and expecting to play last week in the MAC championships. I got to make sure my cord gets moved over with these. The same family was here the other night, and they unplugged me, not on purpose. So I had to move the cord out of the way. But they did want to play the Mid-State Athletic Conference championship. Oxford obviously spoiled Unitigo's plans, but they did play once in the regular season. That was a game that was broadcast on WCDO, but I did not do that game. That was Harry Graves. That was Wednesday, January 11th. Harpersville won that game 57-44. Casey Manzanero led Unitigo with 22 points. Robin Foster had 12. And it was a typical, careful of the court again, please. And it was a typical Harpersville start. They got out to that 21-8 first quarter lead. After that, it was a 36-36 tie. So that gives Unitigo some hope there in that if they can slow down Harpersville in the first quarter, they stand a very good chance of being in a position to win. Now, on the other side of the coin, Harpersville wins that game on January 11th, 57-44. But to that point, that was their lowest output offensively with 57 points. They since dipped a little bit below that with 55 against Walton and 56 against Hancock, and another 57 against Deposit. But in that game, Unitigo held Harpersville's high scorer, Miranda Drummond, to just 9 points. However, Savannah Murray lit the nets for 21, and Amanda Freyer had 11 in that ballgame. So that's a little mix and match there. As far as how they got here, well, we were here for the Harpersville-Groton game. There was no surprise there. A 29-12 outburst in the first quarter, that classic Harpersville start. And they just kept it going. It was 48-24 at halftime. It just kept going. And then when the subs all spilled onto the court in the fourth quarter, Groton still had some starters in there and outscored Harpersville, but it was still 77-52. Never any drama after the first couple of minutes of that game because Harpersville went out to an 11 or 12-0 start. In that game, Harpersville shot a ton of free throws and were 20-28. Very impressive, 20-28. Just getting to the line 28 times is impressive enough. Almost everybody scored in the game. Miranda Drummond had 28 points, including 24 in the first half, matching Groton's offensive output. Amanda Freyer had 10. And Savannah Murray had a hot night from outside. She had 18 points, including 2 3-pointers, both on inbounds plays. How did Unitigo get here? Well, they upset Moravia 42-35. Sarah Menina came out of her scoring slump and had scored 20 points. She also had 5 assists in that game. And Unitigo led just about all the way. They had an 8-6 lead after the first quarter and extended that just a little bit here and a little bit there. And then both teams scored 14 points in the fourth quarter, so Unitigo won that one 42-35. And also in that game, Casey Manzanero had 13 points. Robin Foster, who a lot of people can forget about in terms of scoring and rebounding, well, she had 12 rebounds, so that's something to be proud of. And the fact that Unitigo's defense held Moravia to 35 points in Moravia's court, when the two teams are very strange to each other, that's also extremely impressive. So Unitigo hopes to carry that momentum here against Harpersville. We're about 3 minutes away from the tip-off, and I believe what we'll do is the same thing is in the Groton game on Wednesday night, and that is with about a minute to go, the PA announcer will start in with the Section 4 disclaimer and sportsmanship rules. The captains are meeting right now at center court, and then there will be a pre-recorded national anthem, and we'll be away to hear some of our great sponsors and then come back to catch the introduction of the starting lineup. So that should be a good time, and you know, it's great again when two local teams can go at it, but just like the feeling last night, it's a little surreal when it gets down to the last couple of minutes and you know that there's going to be a team that wins and one team has to lose. And last night it was the Unitigo fans trying to keep that good feeling going, and it just didn't happen. They will be forever 2011-2012 MAC champions, and only two losses on the year, but they are no longer playing. Sydney has advanced with their young team, who did a nice job with Damian Zimmer and Billy Kozak leading the offense, Joe Matzo leading the defense, and they did an overall nice job to shut down a lot of the front court of Unitigo. And I found out afterwards, and I'm not sure if I really should be saying this, but I do want it to be said. I had said that Sydney had taken Travis Woods out of the game. Well, truth be told, and nobody told me until after the game, so it couldn't be used during the broadcast, but Travis Woods was ill all week. He was weak in school. He forced himself to get through school just so he could be there for practice and be there for a game. So I got to give Travis Woods a lot of credit. I like this young man. Can't wait to see him again next year, and some really good things are going to happen for him. And when he didn't get the ball that much in the second half, I just thought maybe it was Sydney's defense that was taking him away. He was not at 100%, but he wasn't going to give up, and he wasn't going to use that as an excuse. So I just want that to be said. I also want to say, repeat, congratulations to Coach Jim Knight for a very successful season. MAC champions, you can't be taken away from that. And he is going to now retire from both working as a teacher's aide there at school and as the boys' varsity basketball coach. He leaves the program in very good hands, took charge of that program, made it very exciting to watch, a team's team, a really good team in every sense of the word. So congratulations to Coach Jim Knight for all he's done for local basketball. All right, we're down to about 40 seconds. They're going to do the Section 4 disclaimer. We'll have the national anthem, so we'll take our final break of the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show. And we are looking forward to the Section 4 Class C Girls quarterfinal between Unitigo and Harpersville. And you're going to hear it live on your local sports leader, WCDL.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is a full-service facility with residential garbage collection, roll-off, and dumpster service. Plus, they accept construction and demolition debris. They also carry bulk road salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, 122 Valley View Road, just off Route 7, a quarter mile west of Sydney. Call 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
For more information on our products and services or to pay your bill online, please visit us at www.wasterecovery.com.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Bob Foster being introduced. Caleb Elvis. So Foster, Talbot, Manzanero, Menina, and Woodard. No surprise at any of the starting slots for Unitico in their away green with darker green numbers.
Now we are home for it.
Thank you to Champ, the guy behind Champ, and I don't know his name. But anyway, good PA announcer, and we are set to go. Referees are dressed in their white shirts with black stripes, or is it black shirt with white stripes? I can never remember. But we're ready to go. Harpersville in their home whites with blue and yellow trim, and the shorts are mostly blue with gold on the side. And again, Harpersville looking to get out to that jackrabbit start of the first quarter. That is their signature for the entire season, averaging somewhere in the 22-6 range of points. They leave the drama in the locker room. There's no doubt about that. They have most of their games, they have put it away early. And a lot of people here at Harpersville like to compare this year's team with last year's team. They each have their own identity, and of course this year's team is not... they're not done with their mission, but last year's team to the state finals, this year people feel it's a little bit more balanced and defensively a little bit stronger team. Here we go, Woodard and Drummond, and the tip is undecided. Harpersville had it. Unitigo grabbed it, and a possessiono, we don't know who the possessiono goes to, because that was, they might have to re-jump this. What do you do with a possessiono when there's no possession? They're going to reach up. Hey, I called it. All right. Yes, I'm a former certified referee, but that was way before they even had this possession arrow stuff. All right. So Woodard and Drummond, take two. It's a do-it-over. 7:56 to go. Up again. And this time Woodard, decisive tap there to Manzanero. Way over to Menina. Back to the top of the key for Talbot. Talbot driving in. No, she's going to stop. Now Manzanero for three, and it's short. It was right on line, but short, and I have the feeling I am going to get blocked out by the official and or fans coming through in front of me. I do miss my spot on the riser, but be that as it may, three-point shot. Saw that one well. Miranda Drummond, the sophomore, hits the first shot of the ball game, a three-pointer, much like she did on Wednesday night. Sarah Menina passes in. to Manzanero. Going to drive along the baseline. Got hit, knocked down. No call, but no basket either. On the other side, Savannah Murray kicks back to Frere, who loves to shoot from there for three. Missed it. And there's a foul on Miranda Drummond, who tussled with Casey Manzanero. And will be called for the hold. So Drummond also in foul trouble last week's MAC championship game and a little bit in the Groton game, but it wound up being a non-issue on Wednesday night. And, of course, she pounded the net for 28. Menina open for three. Takes it and makes it! Sarah Menina with her first three-pointer and Unitigo's first points. We are tied at three. Unitigo on a mostly man-to-man defense. It is Ritter over to Livermore. 18-footer rings off the rim, but Drummond in stride catches the ball. Comes out, tries to go in, has to tap it back to Frere. Frere's shot from 14 is an air ball. Livermore on the other side misses, gets it the third time, or second time, and puts it in. So Kaylee Livermore, the beneficiary of being at the right place at the right time. And quickly, Sarah Menina takes the 16-footer and makes it and ties it up. Well, Menina had 20 points in Wednesday's game. She is still hot shooting. Drummond guarded by Robin Foster. That should be a good matchup. Murray for three. Short. Rebounded by Manzanero. And Harpersville is going to put on some pressure. So a quick pass up ahead to Kayla Talbot. Nobody's taking her right now. Marcy Ritter's supposed to be guarding her, and the Hornets are in the man-to-man defense to start out. Menina, 16-footer on the right side. Swish again. And a lead change to put Unitigo up. 7-5. Drummond, couple of dribbles, nothing doing there. Murray, a little hesitation, now a three-pointer, and it clangs off the rim again. That's Menina with a rebound. Up the court, and who's got her on defense? We don't know. The shot was from Manzanero. Manzanero with a basket. Casey Manzanero scores your first points, and it's 9-5 Unitigo, a 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here because it's still kind of early, 5:20 to go in the first quarter. And again, the winner of this game to take on the winner of Watkins Glen and Unadilla Valley, who play tonight at 7 o'clock. And you know the winning coach in this game is going to get right out there to Watkins Glen to watch that ball game. We want to wish Unadilla Valley the best, obviously, in that game. So if Unadilla Valley can pull off the upset and Harpersville wins, we'll do the game in Harpersville. If Unadilla Valley pulls off the upset and Unitigo wins, we'll do the game in Unadilla Valley on Wednesday night. 9-5, it is Unitigo surprising Harpersville early on with impeccable shooting. They have not missed a shot yet. Savannah Murray, top of the key, guarded by Talbot. Now it's Drummond on the right wing, cutting in his Frere, off her hands into Livermore's hands. Pass back to Murray, almost lost control of it, in the corner, now to Livermore, bouncing along to the baseline, bounce pass into Ritter, the turnaround, and she's fouled in the act of shooting by Marissa Woodard. Or no, it's on Manzanero, it's on number 14, Casey Manzanero, her first, and the team's first, her first foul of the afternoon, for Unitigo. So Marcy Ritter at the line to shoot two. And the first shot is no good. They shot 20 for 28 in the win over Groton on Wednesday night. Most teams this year have shot maybe 10 to 12 per game. Second shot is off the rim as well. There's a violation somewhere. There might be another shot. Or no, there's a foul. Foul call, I think, on Marissa Woodard. Or is it a lane violation? Yep, lane violation. So Ritter gets a second one, or a third one. And the gym gets quiet again. Shot is up, and good. Now remember that. Remember that if this becomes a one-point ball game, because that 1 point could mean a lot, obviously, on a second chance sort of thing. Menina, guarded by Savannah Murray. Menina waits for the offense to form. Down low and lost it out of bounds, but it's touched last by Harpersville. And that's another situation where I got blocked out by the official. All right, into the left corner. Manzanero shoots, misses, rebound. Oh, Foster gets the rebound, shoots, and scores. Harpersville, I'm sure, thought there was too much contact there to let that go. Drummond for three. No, missed it. Rebound, Woodard. She brings the ball down, and it gets ripped out of her hands by Amanda Frayer. Livermore can't hit it. Manzanero gets the rebound in the corner. Going to avoid the double team. Crossover dribble. Still on her feet. Passes up. Stolen by Livermore. Manzanero had lost her balance. Murray to the left side for Frayer. Amanda's going to get the ball stolen by Menina. Now the ball's on the floor. There will be a possession arrow. This one will be in favor of Harpersville. Unitingo playing extremely well to start this game. 11-6. They lead by 5. Inbounds it comes to Kaylee Livermore. Now Murray at the top of the key. Around the screen, shoots, and it's short. Ritter off her shoulders. I think the ball came down a little too quickly. She was not quite ready for it. Harpersville will back off defensively for a bit, at least on this possession. Sarah Menina hit her first three shots of the ballgame. She's got 7 to lead the team, 11-6 to score. Around the screen comes Talbot. Talbot lost her possession of the ball, stolen by Livermore again. She was our Dynamic Defense Award winner the other night for plays like that. Here comes Drummond down the key, and a hold before the shot. And that's on Casey Manzanero, who has picked up her second foul. Substitution both sides with Manzanero with 2 fouls. She is on the bench. Coming in to replace her is Michaela Reynolds, number 21. And Emily McElwain, who just entered the game, was left wide open and unguarded on the weak side on the inbounds pass, and she scored the layup. I think that was some miscommunication on Unitico's part. Nobody knew who had the new kid. 11-8. Marissa Woodard way up top. Off to Talbot. Talbot down low for Foster, pushing her way inside, and it's out of bounds. She stepped on the end line, or the ball went out of bounds. Again, blocked out by the official. 3:17 to go, first quarter. Spartans surprising the Hornets, leading 11-8. Drummond, nice cross-court pass to McElwain, but she misses the shot, rebounded by Reynolds. Pass up ahead to Talbot. Talbot sweeping around, going up with the left hand, off the rim, no good. Chased into the corner, Murray gets it. Murray up the left side like a jackrabbit. There she goes with a pass to Livermore. Livermore lost control, but it was kicked out of bounds by Kayla Talbot. So it will be Harpersville's ball, and now here's the key. Who's got Emily McElwain? Murray's going to crank long for three. It missed. McElwain catches the air ball. Back out to Murray. She'll shoot again and score. Savannah Murray with a basket, and she's got 2 points. It's 11-10. The lead has melted to 1. Casey Manzanero out of the ballgame with 2 quick fouls. To the left side for Reynolds. Reynolds at the elbow. Kicks it out to Talbot. She's open for an 18-footer. It's short. Ball batted around. It will be Murray up the left side, around the defense. Passes across the court to Livermore, who scores. And Harpersville is back on top, just like that. 6 points in a row. Harpersville back up by 1. Menina down through, and a foul called on her way through. Looks like a hold will be called on Savannah Murray's first foul. Unitingo calls timeout. 2:05 left, first quarter. 12-11, Harpersville by 1. You're listening to Section 4 Playoff Basketball on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Back live, and Spartans have the ball. Just 2:01 to play. Sarah Menina guarded now by Drummond. Menina goes down to Woodard. Woodard lost the handle of the basketball, had a layup waiting to happen and missed it, or missed could not catch the ball. Harpersville, a little sloppy, getting their possession going, but wide open is Livermore on the right side. It's good. Kaylee Livermore with 6 points to lead this team in the first quarter. And it's 14-11, so 8 points in a row scored, and looks like Casey Manzanero is getting set to come back into the ballgame. Two fouls or not two fouls. Talbot, guarded by Frere. Bounce pass picked off by Drummond. Drummond, crossover dribble, and there's a foul on Robin Foster, and more like a tackle. Drummond was just starting her crossover dribble between the double team, and Foster, their legs got tangled or something, but that's Foster's first foul. Three on Unitigo as a team. Manzanero in the game now for Marissa Woodard. So it's still Murray, Drummond, Frere, McElwain, and Livermore. Murray, down low to Drummond, and the turnaround is no good. She lost the handle of that basketball, and it's Unitigo's ball. A nice pick and roll, though. But Drummond got into some heavy traffic there in the paint. And Harpersville is going to put this one into the press mode. Manzanero looks around to make sure nobody's got her. Passes back to Sarah Menina. Top of the key for Talbot. Greg Bonskowski, the coach of Unitigo, yelling out. And there's a push, and I'm not sure defense or offense. It looks like Manzanero is going to get called for her third foul. And Coach Bonskowski is saying, what are you talking about? Referee had quite the distance there. Manzanero was the one knocked down with Savannah Murray right next to her. So that's three fouls. And Drummond shot blocked by Talbot. Pass up ahead to Talbot, and she's trying to save it inbounds, and it gets a little wild and crazy, but it will be Unitigo's ball. Meanwhile, Reynolds comes back in, and by the way, number 15, Rachel Wessel's in the ballgame for Unitigo. So Menina looking to inbound, goes to Talbot. Talbot along the baseline, a little runner short. Rebound by Reynolds. She misses on the follow-up. Murray rebounds and outlets to Kaylee Livermore. She goes past half court and right down into Drummond. Drummond, a sloppy shot inside, missed it. And again, my vision was impaired by the official blocking me out. It's going to be another Unitigo foul. This one called on Sarah Menina. So the rockin' start by Unitigo has been curtailed. They now trail 14-11, and they have not scored in about 4 minutes. There's 26.2 seconds to go. Livermore at the line makes the first of two. And this all started when Marcy Ritter got a third free throw because of a lane violation. 8 points for Kaylee Livermore. Timeout on the court. 26.2 seconds to go, 16-11. Harpersville by 5. You're listening to the Section 4 Class C Girls Playoff action on WCDL.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kurt Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, just as we get back, there's another timeout asked for by Coach Bonskowski. And this is a full timeout. And while we just took a break, it wouldn't be right to take another break. The other Class C games tonight, all at 7 o'clock. Bainbridge Guilford, who upended Tioga on Wednesday, they now have to go to Lansing and play the number one seeded Lansing team. And I can't remember. I think they're the Bobcats. I think it's Bobcats against the Bobcats, yes. The other part of that bracket, Elmira Notre Dame is at Marathon. They play tonight at 7. And the winner of this game plays the winner of Unadilla Valley from the MAC, seeded number 10, against Watkins Glen. That's the number two seed. They play at Watkins Glen tonight at 7 o'clock. Class D, don't want to forget, they've got a couple of semi-local teams here. South Courtright, the number one seed, takes on Hancock, who beat Charlotte Valley on Wednesday night. Southern Cayuga is the five seed at Cander tonight. Worcester, the number three seed, is hosting Skenevis. And then Hunter Tannersville, the number seven seed, takes on Franklin. the number two seed. Their best season since the Denise McNeely and Sue Roman days of 1983-84 season. Franklin, if they win, plays at Suco against the winner of Worcester and Skenevis. And that's on the girls' side. All right, so Unitigo, who could not inbound the ball safely before, had to call a timeout, and that's going to change now because they do get the ball in to Sarah Menina, who was the recipient this time of the inbound pass. She dribbled all the way down and a lefty layup on the right with a right hand. So Sarah Menina finally breaks the spell of no points. Drummond for three before the 10-second mark. Harpersville might have waited a little bit. Unitigo has a chance with 5 seconds to go that they've got to put it up. Menina, long three, just off the rim, and a chance for Michaela Reynolds to put it up at the buzzer. It was too late, would not have counted. So 16-13, a basket by Unitigo closes the gap a little bit, and it's a three-point lead for the Harpersville Lady Hornets. You're listening to Section 4. Class C Girls quarterfinal action from Harpersville on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
All right, second quarter, ready to get started here. Unitigo trailing by 3, 16-13, has the ball to start the second quarter. And Sarah Menina is going to have to be called on for more offense than she is normally giving by because of the three fouls on Casey Manzanero. And she is not in the ballgame as... I'd be surprised if she was. And a turnover. Michaela Reynolds lost the ball in the deep corner. Harpersville's going to go Savannah Murray at the foul line. Boy, she is a quick strike shooter. I thought she was setting up for a closer shot. She found just a little bit of wiggle room there at the foul line and scored it. 18-13. Remember, Unitigo got out to an 11-6 lead. Menina fakes the shot, kicks back to Reynolds. It's up and it's good. For three, Michaela Reynolds scores her first point. It's 18-16. Drummond stops and pops. Oh, got the ball taken away by Foster, and then a sloppy pass almost stolen away. Drummond has had two shots blocked already. 18-16 the score. She's held to just the three-pointer that started it. Now Drummond reaching in on number 15, Rachel Wessels, who gets the start of the second quarter, and that's a possession arrow, and that means it's Harpersville's ball. 18-16, 6:52 to go in the half. Drummond, quick pass down low to Emily McElwain, right back to Drummond. Drummond to the left corner. Nope, now it's McElwain from the corner, and it's good for three. Emily McElwain, one of the better outside shooters for Coach Kurt Ahrensbeck's team, and it's a five-point lead at 21-16. Menina, they're going to give her a little bit of room to shoot. Nope, Murray takes that right away. Pass to Reynolds. Reynolds around the screen by Menina. Right back to Menina, and she's way outside of the arc. But if she has room, she'll take it. And this one's just off the mark. Rebounded by Frere. In stride, she comes down the left side of the court. Runs over Menina, no call there. Murray tried to drive through a double team, lost the ball. Now it's stolen by Menina. She is a fire plug. 6 minutes to go. 21-16, ahead to Talbot. Talbot at the elbow. She's triple teamed and still has the ball. Now she's called for a travel. I don't think she expected to pull away from Murray and Drummond, who had her sandwiched in. 21-16, Hornets 5-5. Drummond double teamed. Down into the corner. Right back out to Murray for three. This one way off the mark in an air ball. That was not blocked. It will be Unitingo's ball. And Medina no longer taking the ball out of bounds. She will be the one bringing the ball up court. As Harpersville backs off the defense a little bit. Picks it up at half court. Up the floor comes Talbot. Talbot crossover dribble to the right for Wessels. Wessels drives hard. Stops at the elbow. Ripped out of her hands by Drummond. And Drummond can't get away. The foul called on Rachel Wessels. There's been a lot of those kind of fouls today, and I'm really not sure why. 21-16. Less than 5.5 to go in the first half. Down low for McElwain. Back to Drummond for three, and she's off the back of the rim. Rebound by Menina. All 5 foot, nothing. Talbot fakes the three. Shoots, gets the ball blocked by Frere, but the official from behind will call a foul on Amanda Frere. And that one must have had some body action because I saw a clean block from the hand. And this will be the first time at the line for Unitingo this afternoon. It will be Kayla Talbot to shoot two. Clock stopped at 5:13. And number 13 shoots, and is very short. If I said nothing but net, it would not be a positive. So she'll reset. It's up, and it's no good. Rebounded, though, by Foster. Too wild on the putback. Save, almost saved it on a second chance. It'll be Harpersville's ball. Well, Robin Foster, right position to make the rebound, but her putback was not that well executed. Pass is deflected by Menina into the hands of Reynolds, right back to Sarah Menina. I'll tell you what, Sarah's going to be a leader today. Menina out to Talbot. Talbot passes back to Reynolds. Reynolds at the foul line. Stolen away by Amanda Frere. Frere down the left side. The layup is no good. Rebounded by Talbot up the floor. Not over half court yet. 4:38 to go. 21-16. Talbot with a left hand. Stops. Gives off to Wessels. Wessels around the screen. She's picked up by Livermore. Now to the right side. It is Talbot open. Shot blocked by Frere. Livermore retrieves the ball. Up ahead to Drummond to finish the layup. Yeah. Miranda Drummond with that play made possible by the Frere block and the Livermore pass. 23-16. The lead grows to 7. Talbot. Drummond picks her up on the switch. Back out to Wessels. Down low for Foster. Scooped out of the air. Snatched out of the air by Miranda Drummond. So athletic. Now the cross-court pass. Murray to Livermore. Kaylee Livermore with a team high and game high. 10 points. 3:48 to go. It's now 25-16. Without Manzanero, they don't have their leading score. Pass down low to Foster. Foster around McElwain. The reverse layup. There's no one there to get the pass. Drummond picks it up. Left, right, left. Shoots, scores. And that entices Coach Craig Boskowski to call a timeout. 27-16, and storming into the offensive set is Harpersville. 3:28 to go in the first half. You're listening to Section 4 Playoff Basketball on WCDL.
Why continue to be a customer at an ordinary bank when you can become a member owner here? Make the move today and experience the credit union advantage for yourself. Sydney Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. There is a difference.
Sydney Federal Credit Union. There is a difference.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Unitingo comes into this afternoon's game 13-6. Harpersville comes in as the state's number one ranked Class C team and 18-0. But everyone takes one game at a time. Survive and advance. Survive and advance. And the Harpersville team has just scored the last 9 points. They had an 18-16 lead after Michaela Reynolds opened the quarter with a three-pointer. Made it 18-16, and then 9 straight points reeled off by the Hornets. Emily McElwain's three-pointer, basket by Drummond and Livermore. So now Sarah Menina will be the inbounder. And Harpersville changes their defense to Talbot. Talbot will be the one bringing the ball up the floor, guarded by Amanda Frere. Talbot, all the way up the left side. Passes back to Reynolds. Reynolds, a little trouble hanging out of the ball. Looking for help. Talbot gives it to her. 15 on the shot clock. Talbot to the right side for Menina. Going to drive in, and a scoop to the hoop. No good. Rebound, Drummond. Drummond way up there for that rebound. And then there's a tie-up. McElwain and Reynolds tied up. That'll be Unitico's ball. 3:03 to go in the first half. 27-16, they lead. Unitico got out to an 11-6 lead. Then Casey Manzanero got into foul trouble, and they have not been a smooth offensive team since. Pass into the corner for Talbot. Talbot scooped to the hoop, and she's fouled. And that might be Amanda Frere's second foul. No, that's Savannah Murray's second foul. So she's the only one in Harpersville side with more than one foul, and that's the fourth team foul on the home team Hornets. Talbot at the line, short. She is 0-for-3 so far from the free throw line, and you know it goes without saying, free throws are crucial in Section 4 playoff games. Fourth shot is, this time it's good. Her first point of the game, 27-17. Pass deflected back to Harpersville. Now a steal by Reynolds. Nice play. Nice crossover dribble. She has a layup. No, taken out of her hand by Drummond. A pass up ahead to Frere. Will she finish? She does not. Rebounded by Livermore. Now it's chased down on the floor, and looks like a foul somewhere. Looks like Unitico. And that'll be on Michaela Reynolds, her first. And it's now 1-1 for Emily McElwain, who's got 5 points, including a three-pointer that stemmed the tide of the Unitigo three-pointer that came just before that. McElwain, one of three seniors, shoots and scores. The three seniors are Emily McElwain, Amanda Frere, and Kaylee Livermore, all starters, all integral parts of last year's state finalist team. Shot is up and good. So McElwain and Drummond with 7 points apiece. Kaylee Livermore leads the Harpersville contingent with 10. It's now 29-17. And Frere commits a touch foul over there on the side as Sarah Menino is trying to drive by her. Frere with 2 fouls, joining Murray with that 2 slot. Talbot through the legs to get away from Murray. Now Menina thought about a three. She stops and inside of the three-point line, shoots and draws another foul. This will be the third on Amanda Frere, and we'll see what Coach Ernstbeck does. Now he summons a sub, and that will most likely be, looks like Shelby Medovich. Yep. Menina at the line. Smooth shot. Makes it. And this is a two-shot foul. So number 20 comes in for Unitigo. That's Courtney Bullis. She's a sophomore. Replacing Michaela Reynolds. Second shot by Menina. No good. Ball batted around. Who's got it? In the corner, Drummond. 29-18. Up the floor comes number 2, Sarah Murray. No look pass to Livermore. Back to Drummond. Drummond outside the three-point arc. And swish. Drummond. Very quick shot. Marissa Woodard back in the game for for Unitigo, but it's 32-18. Unitigo feeling Harpersville getting out of reach. Talbot for 3, short, trying to save it was Foster. It's out of bounds. 1:55 to go in the first half. We'll have the Morabito Energy Products halftime report, and that will cover last night's games and tonight's games in all of the section classes A, B, C, D, and AA. Almost a steal by Kayla Talbot. Good hands. The defense for Unitingo has been pretty good when Harpersville has been in the half-court set. But too many times Harpersville has been in the fast-paced set. And there's a steal by Courtney Bullis. Case in point, Menina looks at her teammate Robin Foster and is called for travel, although she was tripped to the floor. And, of course, not happy about that situation. The ball will be turned over to the Hornets with a minute 35 to play in the first half. 32-18 they lead. High post to McElwain. Right back to Murray for three. It's short. Ricochets right to Livermore, who scores it and is fouled. You talk about the right place at the right time, and she's, I think she's trying not to smile. That foul will go on Kayla Talbot, her first. But, I mean, Livermore came in from, not out of nowhere, literally, but, I mean, out of nowhere in the play, and the ball just happened to ricochet to her. She misses the free throw. But she has a game-high 12 points so far this afternoon with a buck 26 to go in the first half. Inbounds pass comes to, no, it's knocked away by Menina. Good hands by Unitingo in this. The inbounds plays and the half-court sets, they've done very well. But again, I'll repeat it. The Harpersville offense is relying on fast break transition game, and that's where their strength is. Livermore had a three-pointer but had to catch the ball first and, well, other plans. Livermore quickly to Murray for three, and it's off the back of the rim. Rebound by Drummond. Back out to Murray. They'll reset it. A minute five to play. Drummond, right side three, is off the rim. In on the run is Menina with a rebound. Menina works her way through at the top of the key now. She'll shoot for three, and it's going to be good. Well, it took a forward roll, that's for sure. 13 points now for Menina, 34-21. Unitingo within 13. Sounds like a lot. Murray for three. She does not have the answer. Rebound by Marissa Woodard. And Woodard outlets to Menina. Well, if Marissa Woodard can get involved in the offense down low, there might be a way for Unitingo to get back in this game. 26 seconds to go. To Talbot at the top of the key, around the screen by Woodard. She keeps going to the left corner. Back out from Menina for three again. It's short. Into the corner. It's Livermore for Harpersville. Outlets to Savannah Murray. 10 seconds on the shot clock. And they can't tell, facing that way, how many seconds there are. McElwain air ball. Drummond inside right before the buzzer. Miranda Drummond sensing the air ball because McElwain, not her fault, she hurried the shot because they had no idea how much time was left. Drummond sized it up, caught the air ball, and put it in. 36-21, and that was a 20-point performance by Harpersville in the second quarter. They lead by 15. We'll talk about what happened in the first half and what happened around the Section 4 playoff picture as the Maravito Energy Products Halftime Show commences very soon on WCDL.
This winter, let Maravito keep life warm. Maravito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Maravito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Maravito.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD, calf or decaf.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla,
that's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at menginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including NYCM Insurance, home office, Edmiston, New York.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center for wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service? Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Harpersville is where we are for the matinee game between the Harpersville Lady Hornets, who are defending Class C Section 4 champions, and the Unitigo Spartans, who finished second place in the MAC, but did not face Harpersville a week ago at Suco in the MAC championship game. They get redemption here to try to make it to the next round, the Class C semifinals. They got off to a great start, but have simmered since then. We'll talk to you about that in a second. It is time for the Maravito Energy Products Halftime Report, sponsored by Maravito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT, 563-H-E-A-T. All right, like I said, Unitigo get out to an 11-6 early lead on the strength of Sarah Menina hitting her first three shots and had 7 points in that run. Casey Manzanero and Robin Foster adding to it. And then Casey Manzanero got a quick first and second fouls within a few seconds of each other, and then came back and got a quick third, and with her absence came the lack of overall offense for Unitigo. Meanwhile, Harpersville, who got off to a fairly decent start themselves, but stalled a bit, came storming back, and it all started when Marcy Ritter got fouled. She missed both free throws, but on the second one, there was a lane violation on Unitigo. That opened it up for a third shot, and Marcy Ritter made that. And I said, remember that point at that time, made it 11-7. Harpersville scored the next six in a row after that point, so the next seven in a row. They took a 16-13 lead at the end of the first quarter. Coming back, they made it 18-13, and then Sarah Menina made a three-pointer Michaela Reynolds made a three-pointer to make it 18-16. That's the last time it was as close as 2 points. Then Harpersville just went on a tear between Livermore, Drummond, and Emily McElwain, just scoring not quite at will, but I mean they put 20 points up in that 8 minutes, and they seem to take the control that they normally take in first quarter action when they're playing other teams. But Unitigo not giving up. Another three-pointer by Sarah Menina, a free throw by Kayla Talbot and Sarah Menina, and the halftime ends with a score 36-21. And so Unitigo only 8 points in that quarter. Menina leads all scorers with 13 points. After that, it's Robin Foster and Casey Manzanera with two, Michaela Reynolds with three, and Kayla Talbot with one, not getting much help after Sarah's 13 points. They are 2-for-6 overall from the free throw line, too. Not indicative of what they need to go for the upset today. Harpersville, very balanced. They got Miranda Drummond with 12 points, including 9 in a rush in the second quarter. Kaylee Livermore has 12 points to match Drummond for team high. Emily McElwain had 7 points, including a three-pointer. Savannah Murray, 2 baskets for 4. Marcy Ritter, the one free throw that we talked about. So Harpersville, 11 two-pointers, 3 three-pointers, 5 for 8 from the line, and 36 points at the end of the half. About 3.5 to go, so let's quickly recap the boys. Of course, the story of the night locally was Sydney upending Unitingo 57-51 behind the 17 points of Billy Kozak and 15 of Damian Zimmer. Kozak with 4 three-pointers. Unitingo led by Phil Youngs with 13 and Travis Woods, who was less than 100% health-wise. He finished with 10, and Unitingo finished the season as MAC champions, but with only two losses, and, of course, the last one that stung the most. And Sydney will now play Elmira Notre Dame, who defeated Moravia last night 59-51. Watkins Glen lost to Marathon 49-43, so Marathon goes to play Groton, who had no trouble with Union Springs 76-47. In Class D, your semifinalists will be Hunter Tannersville and Edmiston on the top side, Morris and South Courtright Andes on the bottom side. All top seeds held true, 1, 2, 3, and 4. In Class B, it'll be Norwich versus Oneonta, the 1 versus 4. Chenango Valley versus Sus Valley, the 2 versus the 3. In Class A, the finalists already set. Maine Endwell against Seton Catholic. That's the top two seeds. And in Class AA, Binghamton and Horseheads will play on the 29th at 7:45 in the Broome County Veterans Memorial Arena. So that's the boys' side. The girls' side, we know the other games. Lansing hosting BG tonight. Elmira Notre Dame at Marathon. And Unadilla Valley at Watkins Glen tonight, the winner of that game to play the winner of this game. In Class D, South Courtright hosting Hancock. Southern Cayuga is at Kander. Worcester is hosting Skenevis. And Franklin, their best season in many, many years, hosting Hunter Tannersville tonight at 7. In Class A, there's only two teams. They've got to wait till March 1st to play. 6 o'clock game, Owego Free Academy against Maine Endwell. The night before will be the girls' final in AA, Binghamton and Horseheads. And in Class B, it's Oneonta into the semifinals. The other three games all tonight, Chenango Valley at Seton Catholic. Susquehanna Valley is hosting Waverly. And the Norwich Lady Tornado hosting Dryden. So those games will all be played tonight at the higher seed. And the semifinals also at the higher seed. Oneonta waiting to see the winner, Chenango Valley and Seton Catholic. All right, we'll step away before we start the second half. Again, 36-21, Harpersville leading Unitingo in the Class C girls' quarterfinal game. The winner to play Watkins Glen or Unadilla Valley on Wednesday night. Stick around. The second half coming up, live Tri-Town High School basketball Section 4 style on WCDL.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
We're specialists in you, Robert Zykamp Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. We start the second half with Harpersville with the basketball and Miranda Drummond catching a miss off the shot from Kaylee Livermore and drawing a foul. Foul will be on Marissa Woodard of Unitingo, only her first. Spartans have Casey Manzanera with 3 fouls, the only one with more than one. Drummond at the line to shoot 2, makes the first one. Harpersville 5 for 8 in the first half. Second shot is good. So up to a 17-point lead now. Just underway in the second half. Thank you to Maravito Energy Products. Casey Manzanero is back on the floor. Sarah Menina Robin Foster, Marissa Woodard, and Kayla Talbot. Manzanero, she's got to be fresh over to the left side, backing in. Got to go to the hoop and miss the shot. Rebounded by Drummond, and Manzanero had to back off. Drummond, double clutching. Bad pass. Menina picks it up. Down the floor she comes. Bounce pass at the last second to Talbot, who just eludes Drummond's attempt at a steal. To the right side for Menina. She's got room to take a three, and it's off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Frere. Manzanero, Casey almost got her fourth. Again, almost bumping in there. And Marcy Ritter scores off the nice feed from Savannah Murray. Nice teamwork by Harpersville. And this is when they do play their best. Foul's going to be on Menina, her second. Second team foul on Unitico. Ritter at the line. Shot is up. And no good. That'll be out of bounds off Harpersville, according to the officials. So it'll be Sarah Menina bringing the ball up the court against Murray, off to Manzanero. Murray chases her along with Livermore. Casey goes around the screen, back to Sarah Menina. Into Woodard. Woodard looking cross court to Talbot. 12 on the shot clock. Talbot to the right side for Manzanero. This three-point shot just missed. Foster tries to save it, and it's out of bounds. Bounced a couple times before it went out of bounds. So the Hornets up by 19. Keeping in their half-court set. Frere, stop and pop, no good. Woodard rebounds. Outlets to Sarah Menina. Menina going to take some time. Bounce pass to the right side for Robin Foster. Around comes Woodard. Then to Menina. Open for three. She'll take it. And it's off the mark. She has lost that touch that she kicked into gear early in the ballgame. Drummond up ahead. Batted away by Menina. Drummond still recovers it. Shot by Livermore. A little touch shot. Missed it. Rebound Foster. 40-21. Spartans got to take advantage of a couple of Harpersville misses. Menina has to go to Talbot. They got to get the ball over. And now it will be the Spartans with Talbot at the top. Pass down low into Manzanero. Backing in. She's double teamed. Keeps it alive. And double dribble is the call after it looked like a possession arrow. Hornets will get the ball back again. Now they've missed the last two times down the floor. Drummond going to stop, give it back to Livermore, to Murray, quickly to Frere. At the elbow, her shot partially blocked. And Manzanero can't save it, but, boy, the break's just going against Unitico all the way right now. The inbounds pass comes to Drummond. Just eludes Talbot. At the foul line, the shot over Woodard. And a foul will be called on Ritter. This time is caught for getting over Manzanero. First foul on Harpersville in this half. First one on Ritter for the game. 40-21. Spartans don't have to get it all back at once, obviously. A three-point here, a two-point here, and a couple of stops. And then get it down to 12-10 in this quarter. It's all they need right now. Down low to Manzanero. Turned around, no good. Rebound, Drummond. She beat Foster for the rebound. Drummond down the floor. The stop, the pop. And no, in and out. It's going to be a foul. Let's see who this is on. That could be on Casey Manzanero, and it will be her fourth. Well, Coach Bonskowski saying, I've got nothing left. We've got to go with our best player. There's a nice deflection by Talbot. Recovery by Foster. Up the floor, Manzanero playing with her four fouls. Down low to Woodard. The bank shot is good. Marissa Woodard's first basket of the game. 40-23. Murray to the left side, Drummond. Bounce pass in low to Ritter. Right across the key to Frere. That was a good basketball play. Amanda Frere's first basket. Hard to believe I'm saying that. Amanda Frere's first basket. She's averaging about 10 points on the season. Manzanero and Talbot. to the left side. Kayla passing to Menina. Down low to Woodard. Had the bank shot, and there it is. Well, they worked that play twice now, or something similar to that play twice. Two in a row, baskets made by Woodard. Inside Woodard, or Ritter, blocked by Woodard, and then they're tied up, and Woodard with a recovery. The outlet to Talbot. 42-25. What do the Spartans have going here? Could they go down low to Woodard again? Coach B calls the play. Menina thought about a three. Doesn't take it. Talbot to Menina. And a three-second violation, either on Foster or Woodard. I'm not sure. They were both in the paint. And it's literally yellow paint. So Manzanero comes off the floor, replaced by Michaela Reynolds. 3:31 to go in the third quarter. Harpersville has not put this one away. Unitico staying in it. Nice pass, Drummond to Ritter, and she is fouled. Quick pass by Miranda Drummond, who will give it up to a teammate just as easily as she'll shoot it. That's two on Marissa Woodard in this quarter and two in the game. So Marcy Ritter back at the line. She's 1 for 4 so far. She'll get two shots here. Shot is up and no good. Second shot. Up and good. So 4 points for Marcy Ritter, 2 for 6 from the line from her. And so Spartans trail by 18, 3:20 to go in the third quarter. Talbot works the right side around Frere. Bounce pass down low to Foster, rolls off the rim. Woodard catches it, puts it back up, missed. And Reynolds helps out, no good. And there's a foul. That's going to go on Marissa Woodard, her third foul in just a matter of moments. Clock stopped with 3:08 to go. And again, Coach Bonskowski, one of those sarcastic smiles going, my gosh. That's guilt by association, I think, or by height. Sarah Menina with a steal, though. She's not giving up. I call her the fire plug, and she certainly is. Top of the key for Talbot. She's wide open. She'll take it, and it's short. Bit of panic set in by Kayla Talbot. She had room at the top of the key but kept going. So the Hornets get the ball back, leading by 18. Quickly ahead to Amanda Frere. Back to Murray. Left side, Livermore. Bounce pass to the corner. McElwain, 16-footer. Left side, good. Emily McElwain calmly makes that baseline shot. 45-25. Now it's the largest lead for the Hornets this afternoon. Trying to get to the semifinals. Reynolds drives in. Back to Menina. Shot taken by Reynolds off the mark. And there's a rebounding foul. Robin Foster getting a little out of control with her box out that time. She's called for her second foul, and it's 6-1 foul difference. Unitigo called for 6, Harpersville for 1. Spartans are going to leave it all on the floor, no doubt. Murray takes a 3 and makes the 3. Savannah Murray has not had a good shooting day, but that one left nothing to doubt. 48-25, the lead grows to 23. Menina around the screen by Woodard. Keeps dribbling. Backdoor pass to Talbot. Now pass to Woodard. She turns around, shoots, misses short. Livermore rebounds. Kaylee passes to Savannah Murray, then off to Drummond. Drummond in the corner. McElwain back outside. Murray fakes the 3, goes to Drummond. Little 12-footer, misses. Rebound Woodard. A minute and a half to go. 48-25. Spartans need offense, and they need it now. Marissa Woodard's 2 baskets, all they have to speak of this quarter. Coach Bonskowski calls timeout. We got a minute 25 left in the third. 48-25. Harpersville in the lead. Section 4 quarterfinal action to continue on WCDL.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back to the home of the Hornets, Harpersville Central School, for an afternoon game. It was an athletic director and coach's consent that they would play the afternoon version of this tournament like they did last year. Of course, last year was Harpersville versus Odessa Montour in the quarterfinals, dictated by the Friday snowstorm, which is why I did the afternoon game here and then went on to Groton and did the Sydney Groton boys game there at Groton at night. Made for a long day, but this one, just a single contest, and then the winner of this game can go out and scout at Watkins Glen as they play Unadilla Valley at 7 o'clock. So, Spartans have Courtney Bullis in the game now, Casey Manzanero, Robin Foster, Sarah Menina, who will take a three-pointer around a screen. Swish! Sarah's back with a three-pointer. Her third of the day, she's got 16 points. 48-28 in traffic. Murray, wild shot, and then knocks over Robin Foster. That's going to go against Savannah, her third. I would say a little overly aggressive after the miss. So it's Manzanero, Menina, Michaela Reynolds. That's the other one. Courtney Bullis. Bullis keeps driving to the right side. Passes over. Menina for three again. Partially blocked. And then a foul after the shot. But Miranda Drummond, who commits the foul, also helps Sarah Menina up. Good show of sportsmanship. So Sarah Menina should be attempting three, or are they going to say after the shot? No, they'll say three shots. Okay, so Miranda Drummond with her second foul. Menina to shoot three free throws. First one rims out. She's one for three from the free throw line. Unitigo only two for seven from the stripe. Second shot is also missed. Substitution, number 15 is Rachel Wessels. Robin Foster comes out. Third shot is good, so 17 points for Sarah Menina. Murray, long pass up to the corner. Now it's Livermore at the foul line. Missed it short, tapped it after the miss, but tapped it out of bounds. It should be Unitigo's ball. Yep, it is. 47.6 seconds to go. So let's see if I know who's we got here. Bullis, Menina, Reynolds. 24 is in the game now. That's Cassidy Newman, a JV call-up for Unitigo. Cross court to Bullis. Bullis needing someone to pass to. Well, she gets her dribble back. Ball knocked away by Drummond. Newman right back to Bullis. Her shot, whoa, way off the mark, but caught. And Newman actually on the third try. Cassidy Newman scores her first basket. 18 seconds to go. 48-31. So back to within 17. Drummond shoots short. Got it partially blocked. 11 seconds to go. Possession arrow in favor of Unitigo. So if the Spartans can make a two or a three, suddenly they've got a glimmer of hope. Menina has to go to number 15, Rachel Wessels. 7 seconds to go. Shot clock turned off. Menina throws it down low, looking for Newman, but it's stolen away by McElwain. And the quarter will end. That's the tough part about being in the right side to me. There is no shot clock after it's turned off, so you can't tell how much time is left. We know there's 8 minutes left to go in this ballgame, 48-31. Harpersville takes a 17-point lead into the final quarter. Class C, Section 4, quarterfinal action. You're listening to it live on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, Harpersville missed an easy shot inside just so that we didn't have to not catch it live on the air, but they made a terrific play to get down low. I won't even say who missed the shot. I just know it was a great half-court set coming to start the fourth quarter. So what does Miranda Drummond do? She waits till I'm back on the air, sets it up for three, fires a missile for 17 points now and a three-pointer to make it 51-31. Wide open, Courtney Bullis goes into Cassidy Newman. Nice play by the future of Unitigo. Cassidy Newman's first varsity game, well, actually second, because they played, I guess, against Moravia a little bit. But a nice pass from Courtney Bullis to Cassidy Newman. Her second basket is 51-33. In that quarter, it was a 12-10 advantage for Harpersville, although Unitigo scored the last seven or so. Drummond back to Livermore. Now it's Savannah Murray. Murray into the corner. Drummond tries for three again. Off the front of the rim. Rebounded by Newman. Back to Menina. Manzanero was wide open on the right side. Now she takes it. Drives in and is fouled by Livermore. Kaylee's first foul. Fourth team foul on the Hornets. 51-33. And Menina to inbound. Into the corner, it is a shot that doesn't hit anything. Rebounded, though, by Emily McElwain. She's fouled from behind by Cassidy Newman, so now Newman's got her first foul. And that's a one-on-one situation. So it should be Emily McElwain at the line. Yep, she's going to go over there. Emily with 9 points today, 2 for 2 from the line, and a three-pointer. 4 three-pointers in the ball game for Harpersville, by the way. About their average. And the shot up and good. Emily with 10 points. And the Hornets 9 for 14 from the foul line. Second shot is good. 11 points for Emily McElwain. 6:53 to go. Back to the 20-point lead. Menina calls the play out to Wessels. Wessels, bounce pass, oh, for Bullis, puts it up, and it goes in. Courtney Bullis with her first basket. Nice play by Unitigo. Made it work very nicely. Down low to Frere, knocked away by Newman. Unitigo can't quite seem to get it under 17 points. They trail by 18. Drummond back to Murray. She's not afraid to shoot and score the three-pointer. Savannah Murray with her second three-pointer. 56-35. Sarah Menina up the floor for Unitigo. Going to my right. Menina will shoot from just beyond the foul line. Swish, Sarah. Getting her touch back, 19 points to lead all scorers, but it's 56-37, under 6 minutes to go. Murray to an open Frere on the right side, down low for Drummond. Drummond along the baseline, and it might have been pushed out of bounds. Might be Cassidy Newman's second foul. It's confirmed, yep. 5:54 left. Miranda Drummond at the line for the second time. She's 2 for 2. 1 and 1. Missed it. McElwain is fouled again. Well, Cassidy Newman getting her money's worth today. 3 fouls over the last 2 or 3 minutes. So it's McElwain at the line. 1 and 1. Or no, 2 shots, sorry. her first miss. She's 4 for 5. Back in the lineup, Robin Foster. McElwain's second shot. Up and good. Kayla Talbot goes back in as well for Unitigo. 12 points for Emily. Kayla Talbot with the basketball, guarded by Amanda Frayer. Around the screen comes Sarah Menina. Menina back to Talbot. Almost didn't see it coming. Into the corner. Manzanero. Going to drive in. Go off to the hoop. No good. Kept it alive. Drummond, though, with a recovery. Off to Murray. 5.5 to play. 20-point lead. Murray going to sneak inside the defense. Scoop to the hoop. Missed it. Ball batted back. It is Bullis. Bullis to Manzanero. Casey looking right all the way to Sarah Menina. At the elbow, back to Manzanero. Casey drives to the left, shoots from the foul line, off the mark, Drummond rebounds. Drummond, awkward pass to Murray, but she gets it there. Back to Drummond. No, it's batted twice, but Drummond winds up with it anyway. Cross court to Frayer. Oh, she got away with a double dribble there. Pass, shot inside, no good. Drummond falls as she rebounds. Let's go with the basketball. Menina recovers for Unitigo. To Bullis. Bullis inside. The shot by Foster misses. Frayer rebounds for Harpersville. That 20-point margin there. Drummond got the shot blocked. Oh, crash into the boards. I don't mean the backboard. That'll go for a timeout on the Unitigo side. I don't know if it's just an out-of-bounds call or not. 4:36 to play. Harpersville 57, Unitigo 37. Fourth quarter action continues closely on WCDO.
A.O. Fox Hospital of Oneonta is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. A.O. Fox has been caring for families in the Tri-County area for over 100 years and is proud to feature the same technology as some of today's leading cancer centers. A.O. Fox supports high school sports on WCDO and wishes our local teams the best of luck.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, early on we had two ties at 3 and at 5. We had two early lead changes. Unitigo, or Harpersville, got out first with Miranda Drummond's three-pointer. Unitigo came back after the 3-3 tie. Sarah Menina made a basket to make it 5-3. They tied it at 5-5, and then Unitigo went out to an 11-6 lead. And from there, upon the third foul or second foul of Casey Manzanero, the Unitigo momentum was halted. Harpersville came back, got an extra free throw at the line from Marcy Ritter after a lane violation on Unitigo. And from that point on, Harpersville just marched right through. Took the lead again at 13-11 and have never been ahead by any less than two when it was 18-16. But right now they lead by 20, 57-37, 4:35 to go, Unitigo's ball, and Harpersville's going to put on some pressure. Spartans trying to get back into it with a couple of threes. Nice give and go inside to Manzanero and missed the shot. Manzanero came back in and she's going to get her fifth foul, and I think she knew it. That's going to be all for Casey Manzanero. A disappointing finish for the quad captain. She, Robin Foster, Kayla Talbot, and Sarah Menina all serving as captains. The fifth foul on Casey. Now again, they will all be back next year. There are no seniors on this team. So they are certainly looking forward to next year. So the coach gets a minute to make the last substitution. Casey playing her normally aggressive game, and sometimes it helps and sometimes it hurts. Today it mostly hurt. So Michaela Reynolds will come in for Casey. Emily McElwain at the line, and with 4:21 to go, it's an automatic two-shot foul as the Spartans are over the limit on the double bonus. McElwain misses the first. Gets the second one. So quiet, you can hear the bounce of the ball. There it goes. Second shot is good. A baker's dozen for Emily McIlwain, 58-37. Hornets' biggest lead was 23. Here goes Menina driving into the corner. The shot is up and good by Kayla Talbot, but only a two-pointer. It's her first field goal of the day. She's got 3 points, 58-39. The pass is deflected by Talbot, recovered by Talbot, lost by Talbot, shot by Freyer, missed, rebounded by Robin Foster with authority. 3:48 to play, 58-39 Hornets. Menina walks the ball up the floor. She'll stop and pop because nobody took her. Swish for Sarah Menina. Well, she's fun to watch. There's no question about that. She took advantage of the situation. 58-42. They're within 16 now. 3.5 to play. Frere outside to McIlwain, guarded by Courtney Bullis. Bullis backs off a little bit. Now into the corner for Frere. Frere lost the dribble, goes down low, but a timeout asked for by Kurt Ahrensbeck. That's a full timeout. 3:17 to go. Spartans now have pulled to within 16. Do they have any magic left? We'll find out. Section 4, playoff basketball to continue on WCDO.
It's cold outside, and Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney is here to make sure it doesn't get cold inside. You can count on Superior to properly install and repair your furnace to keep your family warm all winter. Kirk also installs and services boilers, hot water heaters, and air conditioners. Not to mention air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, home repairs, and emergency service too. Stay warm this winter. Call Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
We're back with 3:17 left to go in the first or in the fourth quarter, and this is the fourth game we've done this week. So next week, all semifinals and finals, if teams get there or if location is conducive to that situation. Tuesday night, Sydney is at Elmira, Notre Dame. It does not look like we'll be able to do that game, but we're trying to see if we can. Wednesday night, the winner of this game, most likely playing at Watkins Glen. Again, unlikely, but Franklin, if they win tonight, play at Suco, and we might do that game. All right, so Savannah Murray finally goes to Shelby Medovich into the ballgame. The left-handed layup blocked by Menina, recovered by Talbot, and then a double dribble. Gives the ball right back to Harpersville with 3:13 left. Hornets' largest lead was 23. The Spartans got it back to 16 with that three-pointer by Sarah Menina. Murray and Drummond outside. Murray, crossover dribble, or Drummond rather, crossover dribble. Medovich, nice drive into the left side. Short jumper, missed, got her own rebound, put it up, blocked by Talbot. Talbot recovers and comes down the floor. Talbot stops at the foul line, over to Courtney Bullis. Bullis tried to pass it to Foster, intercepted by Drummond. Drummond still going. The 10-footer is good. Drummond drops it for 19, and it's 60-42. Talbot up the floor for Unitigo. Crossover dribble, back through the legs, to the right side for Bullis. Bullis holds it, now back to Talbot. And now Menina. Menina to Talbot. 8 on the shot clock. Talbot pops for 3. No, way off the mark. Drummond rebounds. Can they catch her? Well, Menina's waiting for her. Drummond. Oh, nice pass to Medovich. Shelby Medovich with the basket and a timeout. So 2:07 to play. And it's Esperanza Gutierrez coming into the game for Emily McIlwain. 62-42. 2:07 to play. Emily McIlwain will sit down with 13 points. Miranda Drummond will sit down with 19 points. Savannah Murray guarding Sarah Menina. SM against SM. How about that? Bullis to Reynolds. Cutting down the lane is Talbot. Passes off to Bullis. Her shot is good. Courtney Bullis with a basket, her second of the game. So 62-44. I think mentally it'd be great for you to Tego, or they think it's great if they can keep it under 20. There's a recovery by Michaela Reynolds defensively. Blocks Savannah Murray's shot. Pass up ahead to Foster. Little eight-footer way off the mark. Oh, crash, boom, bang. Michaela Reynolds came in literally jumping on Marcy Ritter. Unintentional, I can assure you, but Marcy shakes it off, and it's going to come down to shoot free throws. 1:26 to go, 62-44. Now, Tatiana Sosnowski's in the ballgame. Of course, Marcy Ritter, Espy Gutierrez, Shelby Medovich, and Savannah Murray for Harpersville. So Ritter at the line. Not a good day at the line for her, just 2 for 6. She'll get 2 automatically. First shot is good. Clock stops with 1:26. Marissa Woodard comes back in. Rachel Wessels comes back in. Talbot comes out. Foster comes out. And Reynolds comes out. So Bullets. Looks like 23 is in the game. Kayla Comenda. Along with Sarah Menina. Marissa Woodard's out there too. Second shot is good. So she will step in, she'll step out, Holly Henry will take her place. A 1:23 to go, Sarah Menina still in the ballgame. Guarded by number 3, Madison Paws in the game for the first time. And a pass, bad pass knocked away, Emily or Esperanza Gutierrez with it. She's going to try to go all the way, missed it, Medovich rebounds, no, Woodard just simply a lot taller. Then Shelby Medovich grabs the ball. Menina over to Bullis. She's open. Takes it for the right side. Short. Ball is saved by Bullis from going out of bounds. To Menina. Menina drives in. Goes up. Scoop to the hoop. No, not there. Woodard gets it and puts it in. Again, height has its privileges there. 6 points for Marissa Woodard, 64-46, an 18-point game with 40 seconds to go. Harpersville putting the final touches on this one now. Medovich to Paw. Also in the game is Lauren Murr, number 11. Medovich shoots from the outside, misses short. Rebound by Menina. Passes up ahead to Comenda. Comenda passes cross court. Nice play, but the shot missed. By number 15, Rachel Wessels. Here comes Sosnowski, the stop and pop. And Tatiana Sosnowski has scored. Making it awful hard to fill in my scorebook today. Just kidding. Well, the Harpersville fans will stand as their Hornets win this one. 66-46. Shot by Wessels, missed at the end. So the final margin was 66-46. Congratulations, Coach Ernst Beck and the Harpersville Lady Hornets. We will not be able to follow them on Wednesday night unless Unadilla Valley pulls off the upset at Watkins Glen, in which case we will be back here on Wednesday night. So congratulations again. And you know what? Congratulations also to the Unitigo Lady Spartans, who, As I said earlier in the broadcast, their intention was to be at least the second-best team in the MAC. They got that in the regular season, but lost to Oxford in the semifinals, which precluded them from getting to the SUCO and the MAC championship last Saturday. So that being said, they got new life when they defeated Moravia in the first round of the sectionals, earned their way here, and gave Harpersville a first-quarter scare, no doubt about that. But Harpersville's teamwork prevails, and they win 66-46. Congratulations to the Hornets, and again, congratulations to the Spartans on a very good season. And what you got to remember for Unitigo, don't forget, they have no seniors and will bring back a lot. Well, they'll bring back everybody, God willing, that their health stays and there's no injuries. They'll bring back a very formidable team for next season. All right. So we'll take a break and hear from our post-game sponsors when we come back. We certainly will have the wrap-up, the recap, the scoring, and the awards. It's all coming up on the post-game show live, Section 4 Playoff Basketball on WCDL.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country. And it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Member FDIC.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat?
Vanilla. That's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at manginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, Home Office, New Berlin, New York.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Hello and welcome back. Making sure everything adds up, which it looks like it is going to. So Harpersville wins over Unitigo 66-46. Their record now up to 19-0 and a spot again in the Section 4 semifinals. All right, our postgame sponsors on WCDO. Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. By NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and proud to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served its communities for more than 150 years. All right, wrapping it up here. Same thing as at halftime. It pretty much was Unitigo out of the gates best, or better than Harpersville, putting an 11-6 advantage on the Hornets that, of course, thrive on high-scoring first quarters. Well, Harpersville bided their time. They had Unitigo's best scorer, Casey Manzanero, in foul trouble, and when she left the game, it was evident that the same Unitigo offense didn't have, or the offense didn't have, the same snap as it did when Casey's in the ball game. And of course, Sarah Menina started out like a ball of fire, scoring 13 first half points. She finishes with 22 as the game's high score, but it obviously wasn't enough as Harpersville had the balance to go with the great defense and the transition game again working very well to score 66 points to 46 for Unitigo. Let's add them up for you. Robin Foster from top to bottom in the scorebook. For Unitigo, Robin Foster with a basket for two. Kayla Talbot with a basket, one for four from the line for three. Casey Manzanero a basket for two, and again, she fouled out early and was pretty much a non-factor offensively, and that's what hurt Unitigo the most. Rachel Wessels played but did not score. Courtney Bullis saw action, a lot of action in the second half. She had two baskets and finished with four. Michaela Reynolds hit an early three in the second quarter to make it 18-16, and that's as close as the Spartans would get. She finished with that one three-pointer. Sarah Menina, what can you say about her? Four field goals from two-point range, four from three-point range. She was two for five from the foul line, and she finishes with a game-high 22 points. Kayla Comenda played but did not score. Marissa Woodard, three baskets in the second half for six. Cassidy Newman with two baskets for four in her first real time spent on the varsity court. She'll be a factor next year along with Comenda, Bullis, Wessels, Reynolds. They'll all be back next year. 13, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, and 4 is 9, and 5 is 14. 14 two-pointers, 5 three-pointers, and just 3 for 9 from the free-throw line. 46 points, and the Spartans finish a pretty good season at 13-7. For the Harpersville Hornets, again, balance played off in spades today. It was Miranda Drummond leading the way with 19 points, 12 for Kaylee Livermore, 5 field goals, 2 for 3 from the line, all in the first half. Tatiana Sosnowski, a basket for 2. Shelby Medovich, a basket for 2. Esperanza Gutierrez played but did not score. Emily McElwain had a solid effort. 13 points today. Two-pointers, one three-pointer, and a team-high 6-for-8 from the foul line. One basket for Amanda Frere held the 2 points today. Marcy Ritter had a good game. A basket, 4-for-8 from the line for 6. Savannah Murray, her typical game, a little less than she's used to, but 2 two-pointers, 3 three-pointers. She led the offense as the point guard, finishing with 10. Madison Paugh did not score. Lauren Murr, Holly Henry both playing and not scoring. So 17 two-pointers for the Hornets, six three-pointers, which is about their average on the good side. And from the line, they went 14 for 20. So a easy mathematical thing there at 70%. So Harpersville ups their record to 19-0. They'll play the winner of Watkins Glen and Unadilla Valley tonight. So I'm sure Coach Ehrensbeck and crew will be headed out there to see that game and to take their scouting report forms with them to see what Watkins Glen has. Or if Unadilla Valley and Coach Backus could pull off the upset, again, we'll have the game here for you on Wednesday night. We'll have to see exactly what how it plays out. Otherwise, we may do Franklin hosting, but playing a semifinal round at Suco on Wednesday night. And again, with the boys, no outlook to get out to Elmira, Notre Dame for the Sydney semifinals there. But anybody makes it to the arena locally, we will be at those games this time next weekend, in fact. So thanks to Joe Gardner back at the station. You Harpersville fans and Unitingo fans want to listen and replay this game, you can do that at any time on the WCDO archives, WCDO Sports On Demand through WCDOradio.com. Click on the Sports tab and then the WCDO Sports On Demand tab. That will be available about a half hour after I end the broadcast, which is very, very soon. Thanks to Dave Groover and the Harpersville custodial staff for keeping me in the loop here. The phone loop all set up when I got here. Can't ask for any better than that. And thanks to Matt Hapley for Unitingo for giving me the additions to the lineup for the Unitingo Lady Spartans. Spartans season done. A very commendable 13-7. Harpersville plays on at 19-0. For WCDO Radio Sports, I'm Greg Davey. Thanks to Joe Gardner back at the station. Have a great rest of the weekend, everybody. This is WCDO Radio Sports.
News, sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.